Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Welcome to Local Focus. Local Focus is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions. Powering homes, empowering lives.
Some call it overplanning. At Stoller Power Solutions, it's called foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. This is Cheryl Stoller with Stoller Power Solutions. 698-9589 or StolarPowerSolutions.com.
Thank you so much, Cheryl and Brian and all the folks at Stoller Power Solutions for powering Local Focus. Our guest this morning, Jake Ross, Director of Business Development from Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development. Jake, nice to have you here.
Appreciate you having me. Excited
Had
to be
no
here.
Idea when you and I were emailing back and forth all the ties we have together.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
We have
Bearcat
a lot of
you. Nation,
are, you
right?
are Bear, Bearcat Nation. You are, you know, one of those rare things we call Henderson County natives.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're going to talk a little bit about that. We also want to talk about this new book, this new children's book that the partnership has come out with. This is interesting. I'm really interested to hear the story
sure.
of this. I'm sorry I wasn't able to go to the event that you had. We were down a key employee here, so I was stuck here. First of all, Jake, let's talk a little bit about you. You are the Director of Business Development for Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development. What exactly does that mean? What does your job entail?
Sure. So we are a public-private nonprofit for Henderson County, and our goal and our mission is to cultivate the manufacturing landscape in Henderson County.
Mm-hmm.
And so my elevator pitch to folks is we sell manufacturers to Henderson County,
mm-hmm.
and then we sell Henderson County to manufacturers.
Right.
And
right.
so one of the things that our, you know, our board members, our stakeholders, our investors, all those things, you know, believe in is that manufacturing in a you know, controlled sense is one of the biggest community and economic drivers that we have.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
talk about capital investment and property taxes and job creation and creating jobs that are above that average threshold, which is something that we shoot for. You know, we want to be a voice for those folks in the community. And so
yeah.
we are a three to four person team at the
right.
partnership.
A
and
very
so,
powerful 3 to 4 person
well, we,
team.
We do our very best. We
yeah.
do our very best.
Yeah.
And so we are led by our president and CEO, Brittany Brady, who is a long time native as
yeah.
well. And she and I go back and forth on our high school allegiances, but have a good rapport so far. So
good.
That's good. Yeah, just what we can do to... Again, make sure that Henderson County is a strong place for our manufacturers, and manufacturers are good for them as well.
So where does what you do start?
Sure.
You understand what I'm asking? Because
sure.
it's basically you're like you're a sales guy for Henderson County.
Sure.
I mean, that's what you are for business development. So you got to go out and recruit. You got to go out and find people to put in the top of that funnel.
Absolutely.
So how
Absolutely.
Does that process work?
Sure. So, I, you know, in my role, we are doing some lead generation from our office. And
sure.
so, you know, looking to folks that might be interested in coming here and collaborating in our community. I think that we are blessed in Henderson County to have the resources that we have and have the elected officials that we have and business climate and all the things that make us able to be selective in the groups that we want to
mm-hmm.
to recruit to come here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we want folks that, again, are over the average threshold, creating nice, clean jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stuff that is maybe anti-narrative for what you would imagine manufacturing being like in
mm-hmm.
terms of historically. Like, these are clean, high-tech facilities,
yeah.
high-paying jobs, and, you know, just great work environments. So that was one thing, is we do our own lead generation. The other thing is we work closely with the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and they are the state's arm, and they have leads that come through, and
yeah.
we, from a fairly confidential side, are filling some of those leads and saying, hey, this is the group that we have here. These are the sites and all those things that we can provide.
Well, you know, we have a pretty nice canvas here.
Absolutely,
I mean, we have an embarrassment of riches of reasons why people want to be
Absolutely.
Right here.
Absolutely.
So you got that working for you. I feel like you are, just from a history standpoint, you were really perfect for this position. The reason why I say that is because you grew up here.
Sure.
You went to college at Wofford, and you wanted to come back here.
Sure.
You wanted to be here.
Sure.
There are reasons that you wanted to be here. And for you to be able to convey that in what you do, I think it's important.
Absolutely. It's I tell people all the time, you know, it's if our job's to sell Henderson County, we've got it pretty easy. It's not a hard place to sell.
Just get me in front of them.
Right, right. That's right. We'll call that Mark. That's perfect.
Just get us in front of them. I love the fact that when we started asking about what you do, you used the word cultivate and landscape.
Sure.
Because your dad is John Ross.
That's
John Ross Landscaping.
That's right. Perfect.
That's right.
So again, just how does it, you know, these community ties are advantageous to our work.
Yeah.
You know, we get to be folks that are a voice from the business landscape and also just from the sense of, hey, we know what it's like to go eat at XYZ restaurant or, you know, go swim in the swimming hole up in Pisgah or vice versa. So whatever, you know, those things are elements that we were able to share for sure.
We're going to get to the book here in just a second.
Absolutely.
But I got to ask this also, because you were in the position of development.
Sure.
Business development. There is a balance of people out there who move to Henderson County and they want to shut the doors behind them. They want nothing to change.
Right.
But what I'm hearing from you, I feel like, is that you are actively pursuing business to come to this market that is not just looking to fill their pockets. They want to be a healthy part of our community.
There is, I appreciate you asking that question, because there is a narrative when you bring any sort of company and any sort of job creation that, whoa, what's going to happen? What's going to change in our community?
Right, right.
And so, again, we are able to, and I think that is another value with having some local, our entire office is local folks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we look at development, it's highest and best use of land, right? And mm-hmm. so we're not going and recruiting land. The land that is zoned industrial is the land that we're trying to get folks in.
Right.
Because we believe that when you have jobs, high-paying jobs, capital investment, all these things, the community thrives. So it is not an intrusive, you know, development situation that we have going on.
Right.
So we are very much advocates for alignment with what Henderson County is about and what Henderson County stands for, and just making it thrive.
Fantastic. So I want to know about this book. When I got the press release, I was like, really? Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development has a book out? Talk to us about that. What's this project all about?
Well, I appreciate the question. Yeah. You know, your initial reaction was similar to my own initial reaction. We increased our team capacity, and we're at an event one evening, I guess it was last year, about a year ago this time, and Brittany Bader, our boss, said, listen, I think we should write a book. And we all kind of looked at her sideways.
What?
And be like, listen, I'm not qualified to write a book.
Yeah.
And she said, no, like, I really think we should do this. So part of the work that we do is supporting the existing manufacturers.
Okay.
And that's a whole other conversation. And, you know, again, cultivating that, you know, alignment with what Henderson County's values are. But part of that arm is Made in Henderson County, which is our workforce development arm.
Made in Henderson County.
Yep. And so we want that is a partnership with Blue Ridge Community College, who is bomb.com, and then our public school system, which is also awesome, and, you know, allowing us to work with them and to share what we call the manufacturing gospel.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, workforce development opportunities, tours, marketing, all these things that, you know, can help align our manufacturers with the newest, you know, group of employees coming through. So we do a lot of work at the high schools, again, with Blue Ridge Community College, but we are trying to tap into an even younger generation.
Okay.
And that is what this book is targeted, partially because it's a good avenue for workforce development, partially because I'm not sure that we are qualified to write a book over first grade reading level.
Oh, right.
So
there's that.
Yes.
There is
so
that.
So we have established this book in partnership with the public school system. That is a tour. A little bird widget takes Leo, who is named after the founder of Henderson County,
mm-hmm.
on a tour of our manufacturing sectors. And there's this repetitiveness that comes into play that says, hey, we have all these resources, we have all these products that you can make in Henderson County.
Mm-hmm.
And so the title of the book is You Can Make It.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, again, want to create that repetition. So when someone puts that book down,
mm-hmm.
that kiddo can look to their parents, to their teacher, and say, wow, I can make... Oh, I mean, diapers. I can make lights for fire trucks. I can make XYZ product in Henderson County.
Wow.
And so we hope that when they read that and they drive down the road and they see you know, XYZ factory, they're able to say, oh, you can make that here. You can make that here. Mm-hmm. And then by the time they're entering the workforce, there's a bug in their head saying, hey, I can make things here in Henderson County.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, that is, again, start them young.
That's right. That's right.
And start them young. Amazing. So what's the goal? What ultimately, where are we now with the book?
Sure. So the goal of the entire book is to say, hey, we want to provide a physical copy, to every first grade student in Henderson County.
Okay. How do we make that happen?
We have partnered with the public school system, mm-hmm. and are aligning with, what we received a grant from the Community Foundation of Henderson County, who has mm-hmm. been an awesome driver for our community. Pepsi Bottling Company also donated some money. WGLA Engineering made a huge donation as well. And so, you know, what it looks like to provide these books to these students. And so because of the generosity of those organizations, we are able to provide those books for this coming school year.
Okay.
That being said, we are also selling the book. Mm-hmm. And all of those sales, all those proceeds go back to cycling through that investment into the book for future years.
Sure, exactly. It's right. One thing for this year, first graders, we got another year coming.
Right. And hopefully as many as we can possibly get.
Okay.
We are working to provide a Spanish copy for students and families that are not native speakers. And so they can also hear that manufacturing gospel. So that's where we're at right now, is we have been so blessed to work with, again, so many awesome, the Community Foundation in Henderson County, and the public school system, and all of the other, you know, donations that we have received, and allowing us to produce this book.
Sure. We want to remind folks we're speaking with Jake Ross. He is the Director of Business Development for the Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development. We're going to, this interview is recorded. It's going to be on our website, but it's also going to be on our Facebook page, and we'll have a link to where you can go purchase the book for folks. But for folks who are listening right now, we always say, keep a pad and a pencil near where you listen to the radio. Where can folks go right now to get the link to that book?
Oh my gosh. All right. Amazon.com. It's listed on Amazon.
Okay.
It's also listed on Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And so you have to look up You Can Make It.
You Can Make It.
Those are a couple links there on, I might forget some of the links that we can follow. And then if you want to reach out to us specifically at the partnership, and our website and make donations, that's what it is.
Okay.
So we're really excited about it. But yeah, those are the avenues for purchasing.
Fantastic. So the book has just come out, and congratulations on being able to provide it to all of the upcoming first graders. That's awesome.
Oh, well, again, thank you to our partners who have made that possible.
Sure. So now you just need our help in purchasing more of those books.
So that we can, for future classes, not just 2026, 2027.
I got to get my copy because we got to have it here, because we got lots of kids that come here.
That's
for
right.
People's interviews. So we'll
Perfect.
Make sure we pick up one also. Jake, thank you so much. Thank you for being one of those people who grew up here and knew what the value of living here is and decided to come back here as a young professional.
Well, I appreciate you having me,
important.
And
it's
excited
important.
To continue to grow here in Henderson County.
Tell Brittany and the folks over at the partnership that we said hello.
Well,
and thanks for keeping on with these good, fresh ideas. The book is called You Can Make It. You can see it, find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to the Partnership for Economic Development website, or a little bit later today, you'll see it on our Facebook page and our website as well. Jake, thank you so much.
Perfect. Appreciate you.
Once again, Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development, Business Director Jake Ross here, our guest this morning on Local Focus, which is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call him today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives.